This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The weekly Illinois Crop and Weather Report was released yesterday afternoon. According to the report, limited field work continued last week in areas not receiving spring showers. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.2 inches, 0.37 inches above normal. The average temperature was 56 degrees, 7.4 degrees above normal. There were 2.9 days suitable for field work during the week ending April 12th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 7% short, 68% adequate, and 25% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 10% short, 74% adequate, and 16% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 1% very poor, 9% poor, 36% fair, 47% good, and 7% excellent. Oats planted reached 39% complete compared to 37% last year and the five-year average of 56%. As Governor Bruce Rauner works to balance the Illinois budget, money has been taken from various funds to help pay off debt. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, explains how this will affect Illinois roadways.
The governor and the legislature worked out, I suppose you could call it a compromise. They had to sweep money out of funds that the state had, money that's supposed to be used for something else, but instead it got swept, as the nice word they use. So in other words, they had to raid these funds and take the money that's in there to pay off everything else. So in one day, poof, $350 million in money that should go for transportation capital improvement projects was gone. The money is being used to fund who knows what, you know, in terms of the rest of the state budget.
Schaefer clarifies that this is not a concern for this year, but in the future, it will put some strain on road projects the state can afford.
It's not money that was going to be used this year, because all the money that's already going to go into all the road projects for this fiscal year and this construction season is already committed. They could not touch that money. But that's $350 million that's gone.
The funding of Illinois infrastructure is a well-known issue. There has been no increase in funding sources such as the motor fuel tax for decades, and with recent swept funds, the need to increase funding for infrastructure projects has become even more important.
The governor has promised or has kept making promises that we would have a capital plan this year. You know, when we talk about a capital plan, we're talking, you know, a long-term plan. And they would include a funding mechanism, which would probably mean some sort of a motor fuel tax increase. It may include other types of funding mechanisms to go with it. We don't know what.
Schaefer says fixing Illinois roadways and other transportation infrastructure is no small undertaking.
But again, if we don't do it, then we're going to we're at that point right now that we're remaining steady, but the last couple of winters have been really terrible on the state's infrastructure, and you can see it. You can already see the roads are you know, you get on Route 16 right out here in front of the studio. You know, it has spots where it's getting rough. I mean, but then even on the interstates, it's the same way. So the idea is to get a long-term commitment for a plan, find a funding mechanism for it, and then we reap the benefits, because a good transportation system is good for our economy. It means we can move goods and services. It means we can get from one place to another, make deliveries, which is something that just not Illinois, but the entire country has kind of fallen back on over the last couple of years, because neither Washington nor Springfield has had the real guts to put together a capital plan that makes a long-term commitment to transportation.
Since these will be long-term projects, Schaefer says long-term funding goals need to be made and kept by Illinois government.
You talk to any road builder or any engineer, they can say, you know, well, they come back in and they scrape off 2-3 inches of asphalt like an I-55 every couple of years. Scrape it off, put new asphalt on. It's nice and, you know, nice and smooth for a year or two, and then we're back in the same problem. The real problem that happens here is that it's the foundation, it's the work underneath that's fallen apart. It's almost to the point where, and, you know, the state did it. Interstate 80 across northern Illinois. I mean, they took it all the way down to the bare ground and rebuilt it because they had to. You can only repave it so many times it doesn't stand up. And we're facing that dilemma with a lot of our highways in Illinois.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. We'll hear more from Schaefer coming up after this. On top of funding, the Illinois government has a couple other transportation issues on hand for this session, including the Truck Length Modernization Act, which President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, says will bring Illinois up to speed with neighboring states.
The bottom line, I mean, in the simplest of terms, most states around Illinois, most states in the country, basically don't limit the length of trucks that are on the road. But in Illinois, like everything else we do, it's something different. So we do limit the length of trucks on local roads. This is tough because that truck length limit is 55 foot in overall length. And most of the trailers that are out there today, I mean, when you put a trailer and a power unit together, they're a lot longer than 55 foot. A lot of them are a lot longer than 65 foot.
Most all goods in the U.S. are delivered via truck and trailer. Schaefer says this antiquated limit on truck length impedes the efficient delivery of these goods because while most law enforcement officials will turn a blind eye to truck length violations, not all do.
Local police, if they really wanted to enforce it, they could, but they kind of turn their eyes because they know that most of the goods and services that we use every day are transported by truck, and they're transported in a truck that's longer than 55 foot. That's just a common factor of life. And we do have some counties in Illinois that do enforce this law. I don't think they enforce it for safety at all, but I think they see it as a way of raising money for their county government. And where we really run into problems, grain haulers, you know, you've got a hopper bottom grain trailer that may be 42 foot, maybe 46, 48 foot, and you combine that with the tractor, and when I say tractor, I should say, you know, power unit, is going to be 60 foot, maybe 62 foot. And the same thing with livestock trailers. A lot of your standard livestock trailers, 53 foot in length. And again, they aren't a legal combination on the roads.
Schaefer says Illinois has clung to truck length limits, even though many neighboring states did away with the limits decades ago.
Federal law was changed in 1982. And in 1982, a lot of the states basically did away with worrying about overall length of trucks, except Illinois. Illinois said, okay, on your interstate highways, we really don't care. They're long, you know, you can take anything you want in the interstates. But when you get on to some state highways, you get on to local roads and streets, we don't. Basically, it was a mechanism to keep longer trucks off of those roads.
Schaefer says this legislation is facing opposition from a couple different groups.
You know, we get a lot of opposition from local road people who say that, if you put, you know, you pass this law, it's going to allow longer, heavier trucks on the road. And for some particular reason, the railroads are opposed to this bill, which makes no sense whatsoever because it has nothing to do with the railroads and it has nothing to do with any longer or heavier trucks. I think the railroads are a little bit misguided in this because there's federal legislation out there that talks about maybe allowing longer and heavier trucks. But this bill has absolutely nothing to do with that. This bill is just trying to legalize what is out there now and to legalize it on local roads. And as a matter of fact, it helps the railroads because at these intermodal facilities that you see down in the St. Louis area, you see up in over in Decatur, you see in up in Will County, where have you, those roads going into the railroad's intermodal facilities, the trucks are illegal. So I would think that the railroads would like to see those trucks be legal on the roads that that are helping them.
Despite the opposition, though, Schaefer's optimistic that steps will soon be taken to get rid of these old truck length rules.
We have a very determined sponsor of the bill, Senator Karen McConaughey. The senator, matter of fact, she took the bill on herself because she was a county government official, and economic development was important, and she knew the fact that this bill could easily prevent the flow of commerce. Especially in her district, and that's one of the reasons why she took this bill. She knew there were problems, and she said, "I'm more than happy to help on it." So, and she is very determined, and have had the people brought. She brought everyone to the table a couple of times, and I think that we will hopefully see some positive action in the next couple of weeks.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.